Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about attending funeral processions and walking with funeral processions and its virtue in Islam. As you know, death is a reality, it's a truth that, you know, all human beings have to experience eventually. And the remembrance of death is something that we have been encouraged to adopt. Because, you know, when we remember death, then, it decreases our attachment to this world. And, you know, obviously, this is a virtue in and of itself. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, increase the remembrance of the demolisher of desires. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what is the demolisher of desires? He said, death. For the most sagacious of believers are those who remember death the most and are the most prepared for it. And he also said, increase your remembrance of death. For any servant who increases its remembrance, Allah will revive his heart and ease death for him. So death, this is something good. And, the way to do it is, there's numerous ways to do it. Like, for example, it's recommended for every believer to have his burial shroud with him in his house, to look at it and to remember death by means of it. It's also, this is also one of the reasons why we have been encouraged to visit the cemetery, because this is one of the ways in which we have been encouraged to remember death. And another way in which we have been encouraged to remember death is to walk with the funeral procession, the dead body. The Prophet said, travel, meaning walk 2 years in distance to do good to your parents. Travel 1 year to reconcile with your kin. Travel a mile in distance to visit a sick person. And travel 2 miles in distance to attend a funeral procession. Meaning, so if there's a funeral procession going on in a certain place, even if you have to walk 2 miles to get there, it's good to do so. And it's also been narrated that he said, you must walk quietly and in deliberation, and when walking in your funeral processions. And in the book Ad-Da'awat, when the Prophet followed a funeral procession, grief would overcome him, and he would increase in speaking to his own self and lessen his talking. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, it is a must for the guardians of the corpse to inform the brothers of the deceased person of his death so that they can attend his funeral and perform the prayers for him, so that they may be rewarded on account of him, and the deceased person will be forgiven. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of attending funeral processions in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد